It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. Well, I was actually coming out of the movie Grown Ups on Grown Ups 2 on Saturday night, and I didn't know that the jury was still working on Saturday.
I had no idea. I didn't find out until Sunday morning. I was up late, and I was not watching the television on Saturday night. But on Sunday, surprised, very surprised to see the verdict.
Yeah, we were at a late movie. We got out like 11:30 or 10:30 or 11:30, something like that. And, you know, we got on Facebook, checked Twitter, and they're like, George Zimmerman not guilty. And I'm like, what? It's Saturday night.
I didn't even know that they were deliberating over the weekend.
No.
I thought that they shut it down for the weekend and that they would start back up on Monday. That wasn't the case.
So I was more surprised, not so much by the verdict, even though a little bit, was the fact that it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
And so we want to know, do you think the jury got it right? 1-800-682-1075. Because if you go on Facebook, ooh, it's ugly. Twitter is disgusting. I mean, there's some nasty things both ways on there.
I know that there were a lot of people commenting on our Facebook page over the weekend as well. I was reading some of those.
And we do have our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. If you're ever injured on the job, she is the best. 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide, 1075KZL.com. Keyword, Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Very exciting with the Zimmerman verdict coming down.
Yeah. Yes, very exciting.
Is that unusual about, you know, having jurors stay over the weekend?
You know, typically in high-profile cases like this, where this has now consumed the lives of these jurors for quite a long time, and it stands that they may be looking at, you know, days or even weeks of deliberation. In some cases, usually what the judge will do is kind of consult with the foreperson and say, you know, do you guys want to take a break for the day? Do you want to take a break for the weekend? But the plan is usually to plow ahead, especially if the jury really wants to go ahead. You know, they just got the case. So it's pretty typical because you want to cut down the total number of days or weeks if you can. Mm-hmm. And just if you prolong it by giving them weekends off and stuff like that, a lot of times they'll have them work through.
Okay. All right. So what did you think about the verdict from a legal aspect?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that obviously from an emotional standpoint, something very bad happened here. But from a legal standpoint, the jury absolutely got it right. The state absolutely did not prove their burden. They didn't prove their case. And I think the state knew early on that they weren't going to be able to prove this. If you'll remember back in the beginning, back in February when this happened, the state did not immediately file charges against Zimmerman.
Right.
It took several weeks, and there was a lot of pressure from civil rights groups to actually even bring these charges. And I think the state hesitated because they knew from the beginning that they were going to have a very difficult time meeting this burden. It's a very tough burden, and they knew it. And I think that's why they hesitated. But there were a number of reasons they didn't make that happen, didn't meet that burden. There were two witnesses. Their two best witnesses actually ended up really, I think, benefiting the defense. You remember the friend that said that there was a creepy-ass cracker?
Right.
Yes.
That did not help.
You know, she lied like 100 times, and the defense absolutely called her on it. They just wiped out her credibility. Mm-hmm. And then even worse, the prosecution called the neighbor, John Good, who said that he saw the altercation and that to him it looked like it was Zimmerman on the ground with Martin just wailing on him. He called it MMA style. And that was actually a prosecution witness that really got turned around by the defense. And then that whole voice recognition thing went crazy bad for the prosecution. Mm-hmm. And then finally, in closing, that dummy that they used got turned around on them. So it was just full of doubt, and I think the jury did the right thing. But, you know, the problem, the obvious sad thing is, you know, my heart breaks for this family. It's a terrible tragedy.
Right.
And now, unfortunately, people are taking this outcome, and they're making it a symbol for everything that's wrong with the justice system and everything really that's wrong with racism in our country. And I think that's a wrong thing to do. I think that something good needs to come out of it, not something bad.
Well, it seems like George Zimmerman is going to get paid possibly by NBC. It
looks
like.
Do you think so?
I just read this morning that they're going to turn their attention to NBC because they doctored that 911 call to make him sound like he was racist, where they cut out where the 911 operator said, "What does he look like? Is he white, black, or Hispanic?" He said, "He appears to be black." They took that out, and he says, "I see, you know, a black guy doing this." And so from that point on, people thought he was racist when George, and they kept calling him white when he's Hispanic. The whole thing from the beginning, from the media, kind of tainted this whole story.
It turned into race relations.
It absolutely did. And now, I think what will happen now is, you know, Zimmerman certainly, he has a lawsuit obviously pending against the network for, like you said, for doctoring the 911 tape. He also, he will probably benefit from a book or movie deal or both. But the problem is now the Martin family is going to come after him with civil claims. That's his problem. And that's a big problem for him because the burden in the civil case is going to be much lower. It's just going to be it's going to just be preponderance of the evidence. Whereas in the criminal case, it was beyond a reasonable doubt. So preponderance of the evidence just means more likely than not. That's an easy burden to meet. They just have to show he was negligent and that his negligence caused Trayvon Martin's death. And I think that'll be an easy burden for them to meet. So they'll get a judgment against him, and so whatever he collects from these book and movie deals or against NBC, they stand to gain.
And what happens to Zimmerman now? I mean, he's free. He walks around free, but he's going to have to be in hiding. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, I've worked with some pretty high-profile security consultants with entertainment law. That is, there's a team that we work with that provides security to people, you know, very high-level celebrities. And I would suggest him calling somebody like that, a high-level security team. I think he needs bodyguards. I think he needs a lot of people would suggest that at some point, if he would go into hiding and he would relocate, I think he could even possibly kind of under the radar change his name legally at some point and try to just blend back into the world. But it's going to be very difficult. I mean, this guy has death threats coming at him like crazy. It's not safe for him to go to the movies, go to the grocery store.
Right.
I mean, you can look at him and see he's already been living as a prisoner like this. And look at, you know, he's gained like over 100 pounds
or something.
And, you know, he's going to be a prisoner going forward. It's just a different kind of prisoner.
Maybe that will help with blending back into society. He can lose the weight and then be just a different person.
That? Yeah.
Maybe.
That happens sometimes. So, I guess recapping again, we're talking to the president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. Contact her real easy, 1-888-CONSULT. She does have offices statewide, real convenient for you if you're ever injured on the job. So, you're saying legally, even though there's really no winners in this, legally they got it right. The jury got it right.
They got it right. They absolutely got it right. And now, you know, the Justice Department is looking into possible federal charges against him, civil rights charges, hate crime charges, that sort of thing. I don't think they're going to pursue those because they're going to face the same hurdles that the prosecution faced at the state level, and they have a problem of, in order to have a federal claim against him, he has to have interfered with Trayvon Martin's use or enjoyment or access to a public area, and this was a private gated community. It was not a public sidewalk, so they're going to have a lot of problems if they pursue it from a federal standpoint as well.
Okay.
Very interesting. Thank you.
As always, thank you so much.
Absolutely. You guys have a great week.
You too.
Thank you.